working.
Now joining.
Aaron, hold down.
Now joining.
Anton Olmsted. Don Shibley. Yep. Shibley on. Thanks, Don.
Now joining.
Wes Belter.
Now joining.
Senator Wharton is reporting.
Morning, Rich.
What? Good morning. West Delta's on.
Who do we have still missing from management committee?
Mr. Chairman, I think Senator Schneider, Representative Carlson, and Representative Ruby are the ones I don't think I've heard those.
Senator Schneider is on a plane and he is scheduled, I'm assuming it's a Delta plane, he's scheduled to land in Minneapolis soon, and he had communicated to me that he would come on as soon as he could. I said we wouldn't be taking a vote or anything immediately, but it wasn't a long agenda. We're not going to sit and wait for Delta to get their flaps up or down. What time do you all have?
I have 9 o'clock. Al Carlson.
I think it's 9:02. Is that about right?
Okay. Let's then call the meeting to order and start with a call of the roll.
Okay, Senators Holmberg.
Here.
Axness.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Shibley.
Here.
Schneider. Triplett.
Here.
Unruh.
Present.
Wardner.
Here.
Representative Carlson.
Here.
Elter.
Here.
Evelyn.
Here.
Doctor.
Here.
Hogan.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Onstead.
Here.
Ruby. Schmidt.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, I visited with Representative Ruby yesterday, and he said we'll talk to you tomorrow, so I'm assuming he might join us at any minute. The next item on the agenda is consideration of the minutes of the May 27th meeting, if we could have a motion and second on that issue.
So, Senator Wardner, I move that we adopt
the amendments?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I believe seconds.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I guess that opposed. Okay. Now just a comment and then we will look at what the special committee did. Right now, this morning, we are setting the stage for reconvening the 64th session. Keep in mind, once the curtain goes up at 8 a.m. next Tuesday, the 17 members of legislative management role is done, and we go sit in the audience like everybody else, and the legislative assembly handles everything starting at 8 a.m. next Tuesday if we pass these motions. So we don't have a role as a committee next Tuesday at all. I would now call on, who do I call on? It doesn't say here. Either the chairman of the committee or legislative council staff to comment about the committee meeting and the final report that everyone should have received.
Mr. Senator Warner, Council Brady Larson will go over the changes that we agreed to.
Okay. Brady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. And if anybody on the phone has trouble hearing me, please let me know and I'll try to get closer to the phone. For the record, I'm Brady.
Get closer to the phone.
Okay,
move
down. Thank you again, members of the committee. Can you hear me better now? Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'll go through the report, but I'm going to focus mainly on the committee recommendations, which start on page 3 of the report. I will note that on pages 1 and 2, there is detail regarding the differences between the House and Senate regarding Senate Bill number 22 and additional detail regarding some committee discussions, but I'll keep my comments brief and focus mainly on the committee recommendations. So just looking at page 3, the first item that the committee considered were the budget differences between the House and Senate versions. And during session, the conference committee had reached a tentative agreement on the budget-related items, and the special committee is recommending that those tentative conference committee amendments be approved and go forward as is. And information regarding those budget differences can be found on page 1 of the memorandum. Moving on to sections 3 and 4. The House version of the bill had provided for additional membership on the PERS board. The House version had added 4 legislators to the board and then removed the Attorney General's designee and the State Health Officer. The proposed amendments provide for 2 members to be added from the Legislative Assembly, 1 from each political faction, and those positions would be appointed by the Chairman of Legislative Management. And then the proposed amendments also continue the membership of the Attorney General's designee and the State Health Officer. However, as just kind of a technical item, the proposed amendments would allow for the State Health Officer to designate an individual to serve in their position on the
now
board.
Now joining.
Moving on to Section 5 of the House version of the bill, that section related to the requirement to review the prescription drug coverage and pharmacy benefits managers provision. And the proposed amendments, Section 5, would be removed. Section 6 of the House amendments related to the group health insurance contract. Currently, the contract is initially bid out for a 2-year period, and then the PERS board has the option to renew that contract after the 2-year period or send the contracts out for rebidding. The House version of the bill would require the contracts to be rebid every 2 years. However, the
now joining.
The proposed amendments would simply clarify in statute what the process would be regarding the renewal of a contract or the rebidding of a contract, so it's clear what triggers a rebid of a contract rather than the renewal. In Section 7 of the bill, there were 2 separate subsections that were independent of each other. Subsection 1 of Section 7 related to the sharing of health information among the health insurance provider and related organizations. The proposed amendments would keep this section in, but it would clarify that the PERS board does have the option to allow the disclosure of certain identifiable information for specific purposes. Moving on to subsection 2 of section 7. This related to the health carrier negotiated provider discount rates and the requirements for setting those rates. The proposed amendments would remove that subsection. Section 8 relates to the PERS rebidding of the health insurance contract if that happened prior to the end of the 2013-15 biennium. It does not appear that this section is necessary any longer, so the proposed amendments would remove Section 8 of the House version. Moving on to Section 9, this section relates to the health insurance reserve fund, and the House version of the bill simply provided that The PERS board may not use any monies in the fund to buy down any health insurance premiums during the upcoming biennium. This section would remain in under the proposed amendments. However, it would just add some clarifying language that the PERS board cannot use any monies in this fund, as well as funds from any other source for buying down any health insurance premium increases. And then finally, Section 10 of the bill provided an emergency clause for certain sections of the bill. That section is no longer needed, so the proposed amendments would remove that emergency clause. And then finally, at the bottom, or at the last item on page number 4, is simply noting that the committee is recommending that the legislative management reconvene the 64th Legislative Assembly pursuant to Section 543516 for the purposes of finishing its work on Senate Bill Number 2022. So, Mr. Chairman, I will stop there, and I can stand for any questions that the committee may have.
The committee members may ask questions at this time. Make sure you identify yourself first before you proceed with a question.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is Tyler Axonis, and I do have a question, I guess, not so much about the tentative agreement or compromises, we're calling it, on the bill itself, but I would like somebody to explain to me why this 3 members from each chamber that was called the special committee was able to work this out, and why this could not have been done prior to us leaving at the end of April anyway. It seems to me that this special committee looks very similar to what a conference committee makeup would have been, and if that's the case, then why could we just not have appointed different members to do the work as it has historically been done instead of waiting until the special committee?
I would answer part of that, and anyone else who would like to weigh in certainly can. We are presented with the facts we have before us today. I'm not going to argue that the ending of the session was traditional or ideal, but it is what it is. We went home. Now we have an opportunity for the legislature, if we pass the motions today, the full legislature to come back and finish our business. Keep in mind the special committee was not operating under any rules regarding conference committees. A simple majority vote would carry the day. It did not, anything that they recommended did not have to have 2 from each chamber. The committee recommendations were passed on a unanimous vote. The question presupposes that we can turn back the clock. We can't do that. But this is where we are today, and we go forward from here.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dan Ruby. I was wondering if we could have somebody, and I apologize for joining late. I'm not sure who is explaining the changes, but could we get some explanation as to what the discussion was in the revisions or subsection 2 of section 7 and then a revision of subsection 1. Could I get a little more clarification on that and any discussion that might have taken place as to why the decision was made the way they finally agreed on?
I would have to ask one of the members of the committee.
Just to make sure, Senator Lee wants to know about Section 7. He wants to know why we came to the agreement on Subsection 1 and Subsection 2. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, in Subsection 1, on that one, we left it in because it's already in law. And the language basically reinforces federal law. It's about sharing of information between the insurance company and providers. We already have the federal HIPAA laws that are in effect, and And so we agreed to leave it in there for the sake of compromise. It doesn't, it does what it does, whether it's in the bill or whether it's not in the bill. The second part, section two, it's about negotiating agreements with providers. And that is where you are dealing with the agreements between entities, private entities. You have governments dictating what the agreement should be. This way you have free and open compromise and agreements between the provider and the insurance company, and was brought out many times that the insurance company takes a look at the providers. Not all providers have the same menu of services. Therefore, there needs to be this negotiation. You can't set a level and everybody has to maintain it. So it was decided that in the interest of free and open economics, that for the good of the insurance and the PERS, that we would take that out.
Well, and I guess from my recollection,
again, Dan Ruby?
Yes, I'm sorry. That was a big stickler with the House position, was that Blue Cross Blue Shield does have the same discount rates with all the providers, regardless of their menu of services and that, but that it could be used basically as a leverage by a carrier that also has providers themselves. And that was, the main argument. And, that's kind of why I was interested in the discussion of what the two sides discussed about and agreed to remove that, because that was a key point from the House position.
Okay. I believe then that you have before you a couple motions that we should look at, and I need someone to consider moving that the report of the Special Committee on the resolution of Senate Bill 2022 be accepted. So the first motion is just to accept the paper that we have in front of us.
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator Wardner. I move that we accept the recommendation of the Special Committee.
That we accept the report.
Donaldson second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, can I just clarify what the motion is? Does that include the recommendation to reconvene, or is that a separate motion that we'll vote on?
That's a separate motion. That's a separate motion. One is this, and then the next one get to the point you just made. So would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Chairman, this is Connie Triplett.
The report.
Mr. Chairman, can you hear me at all?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, this is Connie Triplett. I'm present in the room. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I would like to discuss before we call the roll, if I may.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On the motion to accept the report, I just want to clarify what I think I heard you say at the opening of this meeting, which is that by accepting the report, we are not necessarily binding the conference committee. I mean, it may be that that the caucuses or different groups are agreeing to that, but in terms of what we as legislative management are doing here, my understanding of the motion is that we are simply accepting the recommendation of the committee, the special committee, to be moved forward to the conference committee for its free and open discussion. Am I correct about that?
That is absolutely correct. And a couple people were not here. I mentioned at the beginning, we are really setting the stage for the reconvened session. Once the curtain goes up at 8 a.m. next Tuesday, if we pass this, we have no role. It becomes the majority leaders, the minority leaders, the committees, conference committee would have to be appointed by the House and the Senate, and those folks would go in and do the normal things that a conference committee does. But this, this gives them a starting point. But we don't have a role starting Tuesday. So Senator Crippled was absolutely right.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay, would you call roll on the motion to accept the report?
Senators Holmberg.
Aye.
Axness.
No.
Klein.
Aye.
Shibley.
Shibley, yes.
Schneider.
No.
Triplett.
Yes.
Unruh.
Aye.
Wardner.
Aye.
Representatives Carlson.
Yes.
Belter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Doctor.
Yes.
Hogan.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes.
Onstead.
Yes.
Ruby.
No.
Schmidt.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the motion carries.
Okay. Then the next motion, which of course we will have opportunity to discuss, would be that legislative management pursuant to Century Code 543516 issue a call for the 64th Legislative Assembly to reconvene on Tuesday, June 16, 2015 at 8 a.m. Could I have a motion and a second, and then it'll open for discussion.
Carlson moves.
Ruby seconds. Moved. Is there a second?
Ruby seconds.
Ruby seconds. Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill. I'm sorry. This is Senator Schneider. I'm willing to let whoever else is speaking go first before I talk.
Okay.
Well, I guess this is Senator Axness, and I just wanted to make these just a little brief remark and kind of explain why I asked the question earlier. You know, at this point, I'm kind of disappointed in the fact that we're even having this discussion, and it was mentioned that we can't turn back the clock as to how the previous session ended, but we can certainly make sure that it doesn't happen again. This is the sort of dysfunction and bending of the rules that we see in Washington, and we don't expect it here in North Dakota. I don't want this to be a precedent set that we're going to leave town and then come back in a month and finish the work that we left on the table. I am going to support the motion, but in hopes, as was stated at the end of the last discussion, that we will potentially be working on a clean budget bill once we all come back and meet next week.
Okay, I would disagree with one word, bending the rules, because I believe we're following the rules. But anyway, anyone else?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator Schneider. I have similar concerns, and I'm honestly conflicted about this motion. On the one hand, I think it's highly embarrassing that the legislature left town without funding this budget bill. I believe the people expect us to fund agency budgets. That's kind of in the middle of the strike zone when it comes to what the legislature is expected to do. On the other hand, I'm seriously concerned that the process that this bill has followed is now a new tactic. And what I mean by that is that if one chamber or the other doesn't get its way as a policy matter, that chamber will threaten to not fund an agency budget unless that policy change is passed through the legislature as part of that budget. This is a huge step away from the garden variety give and take that both chambers have on funding levels within an appropriations bill. This is fusing policy onto an appropriations bill under threat of not funding a state agency. And given that choice, I'm almost inclined to vote to not go back into session. But I'm hopeful that the cooler heads will prevail, that we will have a clean agency budget that funds this agency fairly and squarely and doesn't address these policy issues, because I'm afraid this is the new normal. So this tactic is going to take root, and I certainly hope that's not the case.
Well, I would just suggest that I think all of us have learned some lessons from what has occurred, and hopefully we will take them all to heart as we go down the road into the 65th and subsequent sessions. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, this is Connie Triplett.
Yes.
Okay. excuse me. I would agree completely with everything that Senator Schneider just said, except his concern about, he said he's almost inclined not to vote for it because of his frustrations, and I understand the frustration, but I think that the reason that we have to vote for this motion at this point in time, given what has gone before, is a matter of preserving the role of the legislature in decision making. I think we're all aware that this question was put to the Attorney General, and that we received an opinion just a few days ago to the effect that we could, if we want, not proceed with this, and the agency would be able to muddle along on a continuing appropriation. And that, I think, would be a far worse precedent for us to set at this point in time, in the sense of basically conceding the role of the legislature to the executive. And I think while government is obviously a team sport, and we all the branches of government are expected to work together, the legislature has a clearly defined role, and that is to fund the agencies. And so I think it's imperative that we come back into session and fund this agency appropriately. So while I do agree with Senator Schneider's concerns, I think the answer to this motion has to be yes.
Anyone else?
This is Marvin Nelson.
Yes.
I have a question. Will we be taking up the governor vetoes or any other business at the session?
The legislative management has no control over what the body does once they go back into session. That's all. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line, I have no idea.
Yeah, thank you. Right. I was wondering.
Okay, would you call the roll on the motion to recommend, not to recommend, but to reconvene the legislature next Tuesday?
Senators Holmberg.
Aye.
Axness.
Yes.
Klein.
Aye.
Shibley.
Yes.
Schneider.
Yes.
Triplett.
Yes.
Unruh.
Aye.
Wardner.
Aye.
Representatives Carlson.
Yes.
Melter.
Yes.
Devlin.
Yes.
Doctor.
Yes.
Hogan.
Yes.
Nelson.
No.
Onstead.
Yes.
Ruby.
Yes.
Schmidt.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the motion carries.
Motion carries, and I'd like to thank all the committee members, and just telling something out of school, Senator Klein, could you give me a call after this meeting?
That's out of school.
Okay, could we have a motion to adjourn? Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.